What's your name?
Kim.
What's your skate name?
Caboodle.
Caboodle?
Yeah.
How long have you been skating for?
Ever since I was really little. Like, skating's been in the family. My great-grandma skated, my nana skated, my auntie skated, my uncle skates as well. Well, he used to, because he used to be on the hockey team with Paul, I think his name is. And so it's kind of, it's just carried on the tradition.
I bet you're dead good then, aren't you?
I'm a bit wobbly at times, but I'm okay, I guess.
Last time I skated was Sunday. Today, I came in, I'd just been on my bike, went to go into the middle and almost forgot how to skate already. Yeah. It's weird. It's not like riding a bike. It's you forget.
Yeah, like I go to the skating on Saturday after work, and it's just practicing really, because there's hardly anyone here. So, but before I'd started skating before then, I hadn't skated since the year before, so I was a bit wobbly on my feet. But you just gotta get used to it eventually.
So have you skated for the team yet?
No, my mum skates.
What's your mum's skating name?
A tenor lady. which basically, you'd have to get her to explain it, because it's more her thing.
I've got a feeling this is going to be unusable due to the screaming and shouting, but we'll see how it turns out. Hi, so can I document your injury?
If you like.
What happened to your knee? You've got a pack on your knee.
Yeah. I just fell a bit awkwardly, I think. So.
Was it anyone's
fault? My knee's
a
bit bruised. Probably my own.
Come on, whose fault was it really?
To be honest, I don't know. One of those players with black shirts on. I'm not sure who it was. All I saw was floor. But I went ice skating 2 weeks ago and really bruised my knee, so I think I've just re-bruised it.
You didn't have your knee pads on then?
No.
Need the support, don't we?
I know. So I'm just being a little bit sorry and tender. So I'm just, you know,
you'll be fighting
giving it a bit of love and ice, and it'll be fine.
Of course it will. Get well, Suey.
Thank you.
Caboodle. What's your mum's skating name again while it's quiet?
Tenor lady.
What's she called that?
Because she had black bladder problems, basically. And so...
She thought she'd take it on as a badge of honour?
Yeah, pretty much. But it's not, like, spelt the way you think it was spelt. It's spelt T-E-N-N-E-L. And a separate word, A-I-D-E. So it's playing with the words, really.
So that's something with roller derby names, isn't it? There's either play on words. What have we got? We've got First Aid in here. We've got Scarborella.
Yeah.
We've got Kate Push.
Suicider. Darth Sebius, because there's a guy called Seb.
Now, Marty McDye, that's a personal favourite.
I like that one.
When did you decide your name?
I don't know. I've really had the Caboodle name for a while. Like, my friend Natalie gave it me. But it's normally Kimberley Caboodle, but so I've just shortened it. Caboodle means a mess, and so basically it's like, why are you called Caboodle? Because I'm a mess.
I was going to use my old wrestling name as my skate name, but
what's that then?
That's Kev Noir. But I'm thinking it's something different. I should use something different.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still a bit tempted to go back to my old one, but I'm thinking Pac-Mank.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So like, I can have like both the C's as Pac-Man.
Yeah, that's really good. Like, it's not something that comes to you immediately. It's like something you got to think over. You got to check that no one has it. Like, because there's lots of names that you'll think of. Someone will have it or someone won't have it. And you got to think of a number as well in your team. You've got to make sure no one has that number.
It's a bit easier than choosing the name, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
you've got a list of it somewhere.
Yeah.
What's your number?
Mine's 2007.
2007. What's the limit of numbers?
I don't think there's a limit of numbers. I think probably 4, but you can have letters in there as well.
I was thinking about my wife's bra size on.
That's a good
one. That was her suggestion, so
yeah.
We'll keep that a bit secret for the radio.
Yeah.